The original research article entitled Neurodevelopment Genes Encoding Olduvai Domains Link Myalgic Encephalomyelitis to Neuropsychiatric Disorders was authored by Arkos Burgos and Arkos Holzinger et al. From the Australian National University, Australia. It was published in Diagnostics in June 2025. Previous studies have found genetic links to infection, autoimmunity, and neuropsychiatric comorbidities in ME/CFS, though consensus on genetic factors has not been found. The current study investigates whether variations in neurodevelopmental genes, specifically those encoding Olduvai DUF1220 domains, may contribute to ME/CFS susceptibility. 77 ME/CFS patients, international consensus criteria, were recruited for the study. Blood samples were taken, and whole exome sequencing was conducted. After stringent quality control, variants were compared with European ancestry data from the 1000 Genomes Project, which served as population controls. Network and pathway analysis was undertaken to determine if specific functional pathways were overrepresented in the ME/CFS variants identified, and correction for multiple comparisons was conducted. The strongest associations were observed in neuroblastoma breakpoint family encoding Olduvai DF1220 domains, namely NBPF1, NBPF10, and NBPF16, all of which are implicated in cortical neurogenesis and human brain evolution. In addition to the NBPF genes, the researchers also found other additional variants, such as ATR, RSPH10B, AGRI5CD97, and NTRK2 genes, which were more common in ME/CFS. These findings were replicated in a cross-cohort comparison group of ME/CFS patients from the US, where associations were also observed with variants in genes such as PTPRD, CSMD3, RAPP5, and DCC. The convergence of these signals in Olduvai domain-containing genes points toward a potential genetic mechanism linking ME/CFS to neurodevelopmental and neuropsychiatric disorders, including autism and schizophrenia. These findings are consistent with previous evidence that Olduvai copy number variation contributes to both brain size variation and disease susceptibility. The authors acknowledge several limitations to their study: modest sample size, its reliance on population controls that didn't match the local ones, and the absence of functional assays. They emphasize the need for replication of the study in larger, diverse cohorts and better laboratory studies to confirm the biological impact on ME/CFS. Emerge Australia acknowledges the contribution of Australian GP Dr. Don Lewis, co-author of this paper, who provided expert care to many ME/CFS patients in Australia, and who passed away in 2019.